The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that He gives us these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif and to each and every one of you as we gather this evening to celebrate the birth anniversary of the Wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the Wasi of Rasulullah, the husband of the Lady of Light, the father of the princes of heaven and the leader of the believers, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhim afdalu salatu was salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we each get an opportunity to go for the ziyarat of our Imam to Najaf and that we receive his shafa'at in the hereafter inshaAllah. Lots of mubarakis to each and every one of you, inshallah. May this day and the coming day be filled with blessings for us, the way the birth of Ali was a blessing for all of mankind, alhamdulillah. There are many ways in which we can describe the fadail of Ali, you know, the merits of Ali. But you know, we start by first and foremost thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us Ali. You know, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have such a personality, such a figure that can show us the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not only talk about it but demonstrate it, yeah, in a way that no other creation after the Prophet has ever done. And so it's really an honor for us to be gathered here to be the lovers of Ali inshaAllah, and to try and live our lives to the best of our ability through the footsteps of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. The praises of Ali in our books can fill encyclopedias, you know. And so it's always a challenge about what we talk about when we gather for this event. There's always, whenever we read Dua Nudba, you know, there's a line in this dua that our sixth Imam attributes to the Prophet. And whenever this line comes, I pause because I think it's extremely beautiful and can be understood in so many ways. Where the sixth Imam says that the Prophet has said about Ali, وَلَوْلَا أَنْتَ يَا عَلِي لَمْ يُعْرَفِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْدِي. Subhanallah. Yeah? This is a profound statement. Yeah? He says that, oh Ali, if it were not for you, walawla anta, ya Ali, if it were not for you, Ali, the believers would not be known after me. Yeah? Subhanallah. Yeah? Like, what does that even mean? You know what I mean? Like, the believers would not be known after me. And so it gets one thinking, you know, that what is this, the Prophet speaking about here? And really, you know, upon reflection, I feel that the Prophet, he's talking about two different planes of existences here in this description, because it can be understood in multiple ways, you know. From one position, I think the Prophet is referring to something malakuti, something spiritual, something beyond our world. And in another dimension, I think the Prophet is talking about a mulki example. And so if you look at it from both ways, we really understand or get a better understanding of what the Prophet is saying here. From a malakuti perspective, you know, from a spiritual perspective, it has to do with the chain of wilaya. You know, that when you talk about at the time of the Prophet, how was a believer identified? The believer was identified at the time of the Prophet by accepting the risala of the Prophet, isn't it? Yeah, there were Ahlul Kitab, there were other people there, and the Prophet said, I am the final messenger. And once you believed in that final message, you are a Muslim. But there came a time when the Prophet said, believing in me is not enough. Yeah. And after the death of the Prophet, for one to be considered a believer, it was not sufficient to be known just as believing in the Risala of Nabi, but it was in the Wilayat of Ali. Yeah. And so it was this chain that Ali was in. Yeah. This absoluteness of Ali. To put it another way, the necessity of Ali to exist. For if Ali did not exist, there would be no believers after the Prophet. Yeah? This is part of that chain of wilaya. You know, when we talk about wilaya, wilaya has a horizontal order and a vertical order. Yeah? The vertical order is basically from Allah down to us and how He carries out His affairs. And what we understand about the vertical order is that we don't have a say-so in this order. It is how God wanted it to be. This is where angels come and angels do their task. The prophets come and the prophets do that task. It is not for me to say, how come I wasn't created a prophet? Because I didn't meet the criteria to be in that vertical order. But whoever is in that vertical order of carrying out the affairs of God, their existence is necessary. And so what the Prophet is saying here is that the existence of Ali is necessary. Yeah. And so that's a really beautiful point that the Prophet is making here. And this is why we have so many traditions that describe the importance of the belief in Ali. Right? Where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, for example, says, Ya Ali, man bari'a min wilayatika, faqad bari'a min wilayati. Yeah, that, oh Ali, whoever disassociates from your wilaya, it is like they have disassociated from me. وَمَنْ بَرِئَ مِنْ وِلَايَتِي فَقَدْ بَرِئَ مِنْ وِلَايَتِ اللَّهِ. And whoever disassociates from my wilaya, it is like they have disassociated from the wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence the existence of Ali is necessary. Yeah, think of that. Yeah, reflect on that. But again, this is one dimension of understanding of what the Prophet is saying. Another way, we said, is from the mulki perspective, the worldly perspective. That when you look at the position of Ali, prior to him, the Prophet was the example of the perfect human being. The perfect human being. The one who exhibited every quality that was required for a believer to be a believer. And hence, during the life of the Prophet, if you wanted to learn about Islam, you would look at the Prophet. Yeah. If you wanted to learn about Allah, you would see how the Prophet worshipped Allah. If you wanted to know what was expected from you, you would see how the Prophet walked, talked, sat, smiled, discussed with people. This was the Prophet. But what happens to us after the Prophet? Yeah? Who would the believers look at to know how to be a believer? And hence it was necessary for there to be Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yeah? That he then, after the Prophet, resembled and marked that perfect human being. And that is why Ali would then show us the path of the Prophet. Ali would show us how to become a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it were not for Ali, there would be no one left who would know how to be a believer. You know, this is why a poet says, Ishq-e Ali mein tumko bataun mein kya mila? Yeah. Ishq-e Ali mein tumko bataun mein kya mila, jannat mili, rasool mile aur khuda mila. Yeah. That let me tell you what we get from the love of Ali. We get jannat, we understand Allah and we understand the Prophet. This is the maqam of Ali. Yeah. And so Ali is that embodiment, yeah, of the perfect human being. That means whatever quality you want to find that will help us get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find it in Ali.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi عليم حال حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.